Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Well, I've got a charge from you on my credit card, and I don't know what it's for. I was wondering if you could tell me what it's for.
Okay, yes, sir. If you can please provide me with your zip code, please, sir, so I can locate your account.
Okay. What do you need to know?
Your zip code.
85710.
Okay, yes, sir. And may I have your first and last name, please, sir?
I'm sorry?
Your first and last name, please, sir?
John Burcham.
Okay.
B-U-R-C-H-A-M.
Give me 1 second, sir. Locate this account.
I have the transaction number, I guess, or something like some number here.
The order number?
Well, I don't know. It's in front of your telephone number on my credit card.
Okay.
Statement.
Okay, give me 1 second. If this doesn't work, we'll try to use that number. Give me 1 second.
You said what?
I said, give me 1 second, sir. And if what I'm about to do don't work, okay, never mind, sir, it worked. I just used your phone number to search you, and I found your account, sir.
My phone number?
Yes, sir. No, I have your account now.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. And may you verify the address that's on this account?
7256 East Caminito Feliz, Tucson, Arizona. 85710.
Okay, yes, sir. And it looks like back on November 17th, you ordered a foot massager. Do you remember that?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so...
I ordered it through and they said that was free, but I guess it's not free.
No, sir. And their terms and conditions
that's,
is stated.
That's quite a scam they got going, huh? Okay. Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.
You have a great rest of your day, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.